This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Daylight is so close, so don't you worry about it, babe.
The DJV Experience. Yes, here we are. Someone to watch over you. I'm Doug Stephan D. Jennifer Horn is here, the J. Victoria Keelan is here, the V. And Kara Schillen is working things over in Washington to keep things moving along on the radio and in the streams and all that good stuff. 7 after the hour. We're getting into the New World Order. The election has brought us a new president, so things are changing in Washington. I was thinking, Jennifer, I don't know how many, Victoria, I don't know if you remember the name Morton Downey Jr.
Oh, yeah.
The history of talk radio and talk television.
Not related to Robert Downey Jr., right?
No relationship whatsoever, none. Yeah, I just was thinking yesterday on the plane flying here, as I said before, I'm in Denver this morning, and I was looking at a history of some of the greatest radio and television sleazebags. And Morton Downey Jr. comes to the top. And what it would be like if he and some of his ilk were still around today, how colorful they were. And that's the word that was used, colorful. Downey was a difficult guy. I worked with him a little bit. He was okay when he wasn't on. But when he was on, he was a terror. And he got in everybody's face. And the kinds of, we were talking about words in the last hour. If you listen to the podcast of hour number 3 for today, you'll hear some discussion about the usage of slang and the sort of vagaries that go along with using what is referred to by your mother, Victoria, as improper language. anyway, so these guys push the envelope, and I'm wondering how they would handle it. I mean, looking around at the radio that exists today, our format is conversation. There are things that most of the radio stations we're on are so-called news talk radio stations. Our program is not geared to the same sort of level of conversation because it's the morning and people don't really want to listen to arguments and political stuff back and forth. So, I mean, but there is the reality of what happens in this business. Yesterday we were talking about Monica Crowley's reality and Laura Ingraham perhaps running for the Senate. And I was looking at some of the other things we've had. This may be too inside, but it's a little bit of information that's helpful because a lot of the programs that are news talk are on AM radio stations. And pretty much we all know the quality of AM radio stations, the signal is not good. And it isn't good because the government has been sitting on its hands for a long time. And there's a real prejudice against the AM band by some. And I see the Trump people as having been served well by most parts, or certain parts anyway, of the news talk radio community, looking at this and wondering what can be done to improve the signal on AM radio stations so that it has the same quality. It's easy enough to do. We've had a lot of radio stations, including the two radio stations that I owned at one point in time. We got FM translators for them because the FM signal is more attractive to younger listeners, and it therefore brings in younger listeners, and the signal is easier to listen to, yada, yada, yada. So I'm sort of thinking out loud about one of the impacts of Trump becoming president for me and for us and indirectly for you who listen to this product is that the people that he has indicated are going to take over the FCC are, number one, going to get out of the way of all of these silly fines and things that have been an obsession for the last 8 years of the FCC or the guy that was leading it. We're going to go get those people who are, but by the same token, there are plenty of right wingers that are in this new bunch who want to make sure that that the people running radio and television stations are toeing the mark. But then there's the reality of, okay, we can say pretty much anything we want if it's not on government-regulated airwaves. So you can go to cable and say what you want. You can watch Netflix and hear whatever you want to hear. You can listen to podcasts with people saying any number of things. So what's the point? What's the reason for continuing to go after these people? Especially, you know, Howard Stern was always the favorite target, but there are plenty of other circumstances that have. I mean, Morton Downey was a target for a long time, and so. But just because you don't like listening to him, people want to get him off of the air, and I don't see that as part of the Trump thing. Jennifer, what do you? Again, going back to our radio roots, I see things getting a little more free, even there, though the Pence side of the drag will push for stronger regulation or more fines. I just don't see it happening because every time, no matter what the reality is, every time they are charged, stations are charged with obscenity, it goes to court and they always lose because there's no right. definition of obscenity. It doesn't work. So why spend your time?
I don't have any necessarily any guesses about that. I would say things in that department probably stay status quo. But I think for talk radio, I actually think that this is going to be a good 4 or 8 years. I don't know if you heard, but
I was going to ask that. Yeah, go ahead.
That Donald Trump is actually changing what the landscape of the press pool is going to look like at the White House, much to the chagrin of some of the media elites who get to be there. Right now, the press room is very small. There are a limited number of seats, and people sort of own their chairs. I mean, you can attest to that, Doug.
Yep.
And it's all based on seniority and who's there and who's the favorite, and they get to sit in the front row if they're good, and they get to sit in the back row if they're not so good in the eyes of the current administration. And so Sean Spicer, who's going to be Donald Trump's press secretary, has been floating around the idea. He said, look, we're thinking about getting rid of that. We're going to move it out of the White House and down a ways and allow more people into the room so that we can get more avenues of media involved. And that includes people in talk radio can get White House press briefings now, bloggers, allowing more people in more roads of media. I think it's actually kind of a genius idea because he's helping up his favorable coverage.
Right. That's exactly
because we know how the mainstream media will probably spin most of what he's going to be putting out there. So it's pretty smart.
Well, then the other side of it is there will be people that will, whether Hannity continues to keep his air on air presence, I think he will because I think he likes it and his kids are not out of school yet. But I think he has political aspirations at some point in time. But his closeness to Trump will spell good things, I believe, for Trump's exposure. I wouldn't be surprised to see Trump show up at a convention. Because he and Hannity have that kind of a relationship. So it'd be interesting to see. But you're right. In general, and we talked about this, I think, yesterday a bit after you had gone, the idea of having the press briefings across, these people like whiners. Wah, they don't want, well, we don't want to change. Why are you doing this? We're not going to have access to you. Well, in part, that's the point, dummy. Because you've
widens the access. Yeah.
Yeah. Why do you have it? Yeah. Right.
It widens the access a little bit. I don't know. I feel like for talk radio, I feel, you know, because it tends to be more conservative on the talk radio side of things. I think that you've seen another 8 years. President Obama spoke pretty openly over the weekend about how he blames Rush Limbaugh and Fox News for people's unfavorable view of him. Well. Okay. I mean, I think you have to kind of own what you put out there. I mean, people cover you in different ways, and you just have to know that that's going to happen. I think in this case, you're going to see Donald Trump looking at talk radio and these cable news sources like Fox's allies against a media that he thinks is stacked against him.
Right. And I think that'll be good for those of us who are doing conversation radio, whether it's political or not. It's just interesting. All right, 14 after the hour. You're listening to DJV.
There is no better way to make a more comfortable home for the new year than a visit to the semi-annual white sale going on now at thecompanystore.com. From our famous LaCrosse down comforters and pillows to the finest quality sheets, towels, bedding basics, and home decor, you'll find everything you need to stay warm in winter and then start spring with style. Receive 20% off your entire order and get free shipping when you enter the code RADIO17 at checkout. Thecompanystore.com. We're all about comfort.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, my New Year's resolution is to get new customers in the door.
Well, Staples has everything you need to promote your business. Signs, pens, mugs, you name it.
Perfect.
And right now you can get 15% off custom banners and posters.
15% off? That's one resolution off my list.
Oh, how many were there?
Just the one.
Then, Happy New Year.
This year, resolve to promote your business at Staples. And right now, get 15% off custom banners and posters. Staples. Make more happen.
Offer ends 3/24/17. See a Staples associate for details.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. This good economic news presents a unique financial opportunity for you. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.25%, APR 4.43%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how much we can lower your mortgage payment. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
A good enough dinner isn't good or enough. So plan for great with Plated. Only at Plated.com can you choose from delicious weekly recipes, plus dessert. All the shopping and measuring is done for you and delivered right to your door. Fun step-by-step recipes will have the whole family chopping and stirring. If you go to Plated.com now, you'll get $30 off your first Plated night. Pretty great, right? Plated nights will definitely be your greatest nights. For terms and details, go to Plated.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Now, it'd be hard to get away from the various stories floating around regarding the assemblage of the team and what's going to happen for the inauguration. It looks like the president-elect is going to be, when he's sworn in, taking the oath using two Bibles. One of them was President Lincoln's Bible, and the other one is his. He had a Bible when he was a kid, and he kept it. There are those
Sunday
who want
school
to...
graduation, actually, is where that one came from.
Oh, is it really? Okay.
Yeah.
So do you get to choose any time a president is inaugurated? Does he get to choose what Bible he's using?
Yep.
Why not?
And do they have all of the ones from the past presidents?
That's what I was
around?
Wondering. Like, can't you choose just... George Washington's or... Someone just used Reagan's Bible. I can't remember.
Pence is going to use Reagan's.
Maybe
Pence
that's
is
going to
use it.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Hmm. Do they just keep them in one of the big libraries, or are they in some safe back, you know, in the White House or something?
What, where do you keep those things, those artifacts?
I'm just curious, because I never really thought about it, about, you know.
Library of Congress, I would guess, right?
Yeah. Huh. That's kind of cool.
Do they really put that stuff over there? I thought there was a special room for that sort of thing.
Well, I'm sure it's a special room. I don't think it's in the White House. I think it's a special room in the Library of Congress. Yeah.
Hmm. Well, at any rate, it is interesting. The first thing I thought of were all the people who have something to say about Trump and that the Billy Bush tape about, you know, women and his sexual wanderings and how that is. What sort of a hypocrite are you to live your life that way and then use a Bible to be sworn in? But I think you have to be. Is there any instance of anybody not using a Bible? If you're being sworn in, why do you have to have a Bible? I guess that's the
other
good
question. What if you're Jewish? What if it was Bernie Sanders?
Yeah. Huh. Right. Or, yeah, any. Why would
I mean,
you,
but if you're a court, if you're in
well,
court
you
and you're.
The Old Testament, right?
Yeah, I mean, if you're a Jew or a Muslim and you go to court, you have to swear to get on the stand. So I guess a Bible is just the way the Constitution was written.
Do you swear? Do you swear to hold the truth and justice and all that other stuff? It doesn't say you have to swear in a Bible any place. I just thought.
Have you ever been sworn in to stand to sit on the stand in court? Don't you put your hand in a Bible?
No.
You just hold your hand up and say you solemnly swear.
I do. Okay. Yep. 21 after the hour. I said I do once too often.
The antidote to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health-sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pileski of the Pileski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Radio, that's what we can call this. Safe haven for your ears and your mind. 23 and change after the hour. Music in this portion of every hour. Focus on music news. Here's the story that for those of us who think Mariah Carey may have passed her prime a little bit, this may reinforce the other side of that issue. Some guy in Russia who's got a lot of dough has spent $4 million to have Mariah Carey and Elton John perform at his granddaughter's London wedding. And so they have been paid. I mean, they do all of this stuff. This was last weekend, 9-hour wedding. The two of them performed at the Landmark Hotel in London. The youngster's name is Irene Cogan. She married Daniel Keevy. But they're teenagers, I think, aren't they?
They're 19.
Oh, 19. What in the name of hell? You're nuts.
Yeah, maybe you should have waited for their 10-year anniversary to drop all this money on, on Mariah and Elton John.
Yeah.
You know Elton John
sure
is sitting
works.
There.
Yeah, hey, did she have any, like, mistakes?
Mariah?
I think she only sang one song. Elton John did 12.
Did he?
Yeah. So, yeah. Mariah just sang We Belong Together, and then Elton did 12 songs. So obviously Elton got a lot more money than Mariah.
Valerie Cogan is the billionaire, worth a couple of billion bucks, one of the wealthiest men. He owns the airport in Moscow and has been, he built the airport, he's built some other airports. I remember landing at the Moscow airport a number of years ago. I don't know whether this guy owned it then or not, but when you go down the runway, either in Kiev, any of those Russian cities, St. Petersburg, it's like going down a bumpy road, a back dirt road. The plane's bumping and banging. They probably have fixed it up somewhat. So, I'd like to get a couple of million bucks for working for 9 hours. I think that would be a nice deal. It's nice work. You can get it.
Right. Well, then they also added Mark Ronson to DJ after dinner. So after the performances, they added Mark Ronson in, who's super hot right now. So that's another probably $1 million for him. It's an expensive entertainment lineup.
All right, so that's that story. Let's move on. 26 past the hour into the Lady Gaga camp. The lady wants to sing on the roof of the Super Bowl. Remember She was appointed or anointed as entertainment this year. Gaga says that she wants to be on the roof. And so the tech people, the lawyers too, are trying to figure out how to do this. She's come up with sort of an elaborate plan. Kind of dangerous from what I can see.
Sounds like it.
From the top of the stadium dome in Houston as part of her spectacular halftime show on the Super Bowl is 5th of February. And right after that, the new version of 24 comes out. Don't forget that. So her team is even worried about it. Could they have the same technical issues as Mariah had in New York? Or is it just dangerous to be up on top of the roof?
I think both is probably pretty scary.
Yeah. Now, so who would say the NFL say okay to that? The owners of the stadium? Who's in charge of the insurance?
Well, that's one of the things. The insurance underwriters are trying to figure out how to write this policy. I read something yesterday. None of them even know where to begin.
So the stadium has a state-of-the-art roof. It's retractable, made out of strong fabric. And it opens up completely in 7 minutes. So what she says she's hoping to do is perform as they're opening up the roof, apparently. And if they can pull it off, it would be kind of cool. But maybe there's a safer option. It wouldn't have the same impact, though, if it was taped before, right?
Right.
If you're in the stadium, you're looking up at it, that's where all the excitement's going to be.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, I think she's got lots of courage, frankly. She's a very interesting character. This doesn't surprise you or me or anybody else that they're thinking about doing that. 28 past the hour here on DJV.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. How do you know when your dog or cat is in pain? You know, dogs and cats, primarily cats, can really be silent sufferers. So it's very, very difficult for the pet guardian to know when their dog or cat is really having some type of pain. In cats, it's kind of easy. Even though they're quiet about it, if you notice your cat licking a specific area at the body or chewing on a specific area at the body, it's a good time to make that trip to the doctor and get it checked out. Dogs will also lick a specific area or bite at a specific area if there's a problem with pain. Other symptoms of pain could be the dog who usually runs when you come home that's not coming to the doors fast. Your dog or cat can lose their appetite if they're not feeling real well about themselves. So anytime you notice any changes, physically or behaviorally with your pet, you have to assume that maybe something's wrong. And you need to really be a good, good pet detective to determine what it is, but always check with your vet first. It can make all the difference in the world of alleviating that pain. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Patty loves to photograph puppies. That's why she opened Patty's Puppy Portraits. But it takes more than love to run a business. It also takes paper. Lots and lots of paper. That's why business owners like Patty go to Office Depot Office Max, where you can buy any Office Depot brand ream of paper or a 10-ream case of paper and get one free. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're gear for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max. Gear up for great. In-store only. Ends January 21st. Limit 2.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor here. I want to tell you about a brand new video series I'm co-hosting with my buddy Scott Duffy. It's called Business and Burgers, presented by Microsoft. The show travels across the United States, and we're in search of the best burger in America and a side of great business advice, too. Business, sports, celebrities, and food collide in an interview-style format with noteworthy entrepreneur guests sharing the secret sauce that it took to build prosperous, game-changing companies. Follow us online on YouTube, social media, and at...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Now 34 after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen with Biff and Biff. Biff Horn and Biff Keelan will be here with a couple of sports updates, commentary, if you will. Let's talk about the good news today. There's a lot of good news with regard to the new administration. Even if you don't think they're good, I find some of the ancillary things that have nothing to do, but yet everything to do with how things are changing. This is coincidental. It has nothing to do with Trump or his group. The number of people who are my age who are getting into the mandatory 401 exit category. The law requires when you are 70 and a half that you must start taking money out of your retirement accounts wherever they are, no matter how big they are, no matter how long you've had them. This is the largest generation to retire, the baby boomers, and there is a lot of cash. And so when you look around at the markets, the reason I think this is good news is because it's like a double whammy effect. There are a lot of people who feel that if you look around, I mean, you sort of get a sense of people feeling good about the economy, feeling good about business, feeling good about American business, and that, along with this really big kick of cash that's coming in, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars, starting this year and into this decade and into the next decade, and depending on how long they live, you know, I fully expect to live easily another 30 years, and I'm planning on that. And so you got another 30 years. This program will go on for another 30 years, ladies. Get ready.
That's a 60-year program you've got there, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. Yeah, it's a 60-year deal.
Do you have your cryogenically frozen chamber prepared?
Yeah, freeze my head, but not my mouth. Anyway, there are 75 million baby boomers, and all the cash. This is the first time 401ks and IRAs and all of that stuff have had as much money in them, because many of them were created around the time that we were growing into our own in terms of our own financial independence. So there are billions. Some people estimate over the course of the next 30 years, $10 trillion in tax-deferred savings accounts will be emptied, because the government says you got to empty them to a certain extent. So that'll put more money into, you know, it'll just go back again. It gets spent for new televisions, new cars. But, you know, there's another reality that's coming when it comes to cars. And I wonder how it'll affect those of us, no matter how old we are. I think yesterday, didn't we ladies start talking about robots? And I was reading something on the plane last night coming here to Denver about the new science of the brains, and they put that in quotation marks, of some of these robots, and how in the next 10 years it may be, in fact, a reality that we have created a robot that can think faster than we can and can protect its well-being better than we can and could overcome human intelligence. You've all heard that, read that, know that, right? This is real...
Yeah, I've seen the movie, actually.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we think that it's just a movie, but it's not. And other things are changing, too, as to how people in your generation, Victoria and Kara, look at at car ownership. You bought a new car. Both of you bought new cars last year. Actually, all three of you bought new cars last year. And with that came the expectation of, okay, I have the pride of ownership, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But if you look ahead in the next 10 years or so at the car companies and what they're expecting is going to be, there's a whole new, I'm looking at a fleet of new Toyotas. They're the electric mobility cars. They look like the smart car, and they are like the bicycles that you can rent anywhere in New York City, Victoria, mm-hmm. Northern.
The city bikes, yep.
Yeah. Well, they're now doing cars like that. And it's not the zip car. I guess it is sort of like the zip car.
Mm-hmm.
But when you think ahead to what people will spend their money on, it isn't going to be on cars. They can just go to a stand. I want to use a car for an hour to go here. And you put
right.
your credit card in, and you ride the car around for an hour, and you bring it back again.
Right. And there are a lot of rideshare-type programs that are already started, like Zipcar, which was the sort of the first big one. But, yeah, that's becoming more and more popular throughout New York City and cities in general.
So where are people going to put their money? Where is all this money that's coming out?
Starbucks. We'll find a place. Starbucks and robots. We'll need our own.
Apparently Starbucks, because millennials are only spending money on coffee, so big business for Starbucks.
Mm-hmm. I think it'll do a lot of good for real estate values, because people will be investing in real estate. It looks to me like when you take the money out of these things, you can just reinvest it. You can put it back into other businesses, but you got to take it out and keep it moving, which is what I say I maintain all along is the beauty of this, the capitalist system, because the money comes out, you leave it in one vehicle for a while, and it helps create more wealth, which creates more jobs and more opportunities, and then you take it out, and it gives the government a chance in some circumstances, not all of them, to tax the money so they can get some more money out of you, and then you reinvest it in some other vehicle. Real estate is usually pretty safe, but some of these businesses that you see are coming up, and the number of new businesses where venture capital is going in, then they take them public. For example, I was talking last night about Uber. An Uber lady picked me up at the airport and brought me to my friend's place. And we were talking about Uber in general and how what an amazing story it is. These guys, that the guy in Paris who couldn't get a cab, and he just sat down one day and said, okay, I'm going to do this. Anybody in New York could have done the same thing, but they didn't. So this guy comes up with a software program. It's now worth $5 billion. And yeah, I thought that they'd gone public, but this lady told me they haven't gone public yet. Wow. And they make no
overhead
money.
Costs for them, really.
But the value, there's no overhead. And the value of the company is estimated by the big banks like Goldman Sachs and Chase at about $5 billion. And the guy hasn't made his first penny yet. They haven't made a nickel on Uber. So I went back to Amazon. Remember, people said, you're crazy to buy stock in Amazon. They don't make any money. It's a lousy investment. Yeah, yeah,
people
exactly.
People said that to you? Oh, my God.
Yes, people. No, people. That's what people said 15, 20 years ago when Amazon was being created. It'll never work. They don't make any money. Why would you?
A TV, just a passing trend.
Yeah. Wow.
Donald Trump can never be president. You know, stuff like that. So anyway, it's kind of interesting. All right, Biff and Biff, let's get to the sports news. Who's got the Tom Brady story? What happened, by the way, Kara, what happened to our big-time sports introduction? We had that music that we spent hours perfecting. And I never hear anymore when I introduce the sports
I've band. Got it. I just, nobody seemed to
perfecting
be a big fan
a
of it.
Strong word. Yeah, no, exactly.
I don't want to keep, well, I don't want to keep asking, but when you say sports news automatically, you should go to the sports theme.
I mean, I'll go to it.
Da, 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 da.
There it is.
Oh, here we go.
All right. Now, ladies and gentlemen, when you hear that, you know we're going right to Biff and Biff. So, is it Biff A or Biff B's got the Tom Brady covered?
I don't know. Nobody. We should probably talk about this in advance.
That's right. You guys.
Oh, I'm ready. All right, Tom Brady.
Okay. Yeah, loves Tom Brady. Okay.
Yeah, no, I'm good to go. Here we go, Tom Brady. He was on a radio show where he was asked to comment on the locker room video that emerged over the weekend from the Steelers player Antonio Brown. It was live streamed as his head coach, Mike Tomlin, addressed the team on Sunday night after they beat the Kansas City Chiefs. Coach Tomlin was not aware he was being filmed, let alone broadcast live to Antonio Brown's almost 1 million social media followers when he gave a pep talk to his team that included referring to the Patriots as blank holes. Yeah. How nice. Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Tom Brady said, what's done in the locker room should stay in the locker room. I don't think that would go over well with our coach. Coach Belichick of the Patriots, by the way, said, well, I'm sure, but you want to make sure it's not on tape. Well, as you know, I'm not on Snapface or all that, so I don't really get it. I'm just really worried about getting our team ready to go. I'm not worried about what they're putting on InstaChat.
That's hilarious. And so Bill
apparently
Belichick.
Belichick doesn't quite know the social media terms, but you know.
You'd never catch me referring to them by those terms. Okay. Now, you're a New
Yorker.
Not
anymore, no.
No, thank you. You're a New Yorker. Victoria, so A-Rod is from the New York side of the track. Looks like this could either be a sports story or a television show,
television report.
What's going on with him?
Well, A-Rod is coming to TV. He's trying to start a new career, and he's going to be the host of a brand new show called Back in the Game. And it's an interesting concept. It's one that we hear all too often. Pro athletes of all sports, they retire. They're still very young, and sometimes, you know, only mid-30s, and they run out of money, and they have no direction in life, and then they go bankrupt, and it's kind of a horrible, sad, downward spiral. So Back in the Game pairs ex-athletes in serious financial distress with financial advisors. So they become like a mentor kind of, you know, new coach. It's a new type of coaching in a sense. And it's going to involve basically trying to get these athletes out of debt, getting them restructured, and maybe even starting new careers of their own. So they don't have an air date yet. I believe this will air on CNBC. Michael Strahan is actually the executive producer. Yeah, so he's an
Justin
athlete.
Can't do that anymore.
Well, I mean, Michael Strahan has been lucky. You know, very few athletes get to move on and be actual broadcasters. You know, there are only so many slots that are open. So for the rest of the athletes, it's kind of a vast wasteland of talent. And, you know, and sometimes if they've left college, they didn't really learn a whole lot. They were just all about playing sports. This is when it catches up to them. So it'll be interesting to see how the show
producer,
does.
I'm thinking to myself, who's going to really be interested in this?
Oh, people love.
That's actually cool. Yeah.
Yeah, people are going to love watching athletes and see what their real life is like post-field. Absolutely. And then especially when people are in debt, everybody loves a comeback or enjoying someone else's misery.
Oh, wonderful.
Man.
All right, so that's the future for A-Rod. Speaking of TV news, that's up next year in its entirety. Hold on for a few moments.
It's time for some straight talk. The big wireless companies charge a boatload for their superior network coverage. But guess what? Straight Talk uses the same cell towers, but you pay half the cost. Who knew? Well, now you do. And I do. So let's do something. It's time to switch to Straight Talk. Unlimited plans start at just $45 a month on America's largest, most dependable networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at StraightTalk.com.
Patty loves to photograph puppies. That's why she opened Patty's Puppy Portraits. But it takes more than love to run a business. It also takes paper. Lots and lots of paper. That's why business owners like Patty go to Office Depot Office Max, where you can buy any Office Depot brand ream of paper or a 10-ream case of paper and get one free. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're gear for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max. Gear up for great. In-store only. Ends January 21st. Limit 2.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing
on. Okay, let's get to the TV report. Jay Leno's Garage is back again. CNBC has renewed it. And the Filthy Rich Guide. What's that? I don't know. I like Jay Leno's Garage. Actually, what's the Filthy Rich Guide? Who watches that?
I haven't seen it, but apparently that's back as well. I think it's one of those voyeuristic type things, looking into the 1% of the 1%, how they live.
Right. Okay. More. It's ridiculous. Those shows are just ridiculous. But the Jay Leno Garage is real because he's real. He goes all over with his cars. I saw a picture, and I was looking at all these pictures of the Obama years, a picture of Jay Leno talking to him in the green room, which was the green room where I was with Uri Geller when he was going on The Tonight Show. And Jay and the president just sort of laughing it up. I don't know that I know what Jay Leno's politics are. Do you? Can any of you say?
But that's the beauty of it, isn't it?
Isn't it? That's why I brought it up. You don't know. You know, he's so smart about stuff like that. But I think The Garage is a good show. I remember the story about him that he doesn't spend. He has never spent a nickel of the Tonight Show earnings from the 20 some odd years that he was the host of the Tonight Show. Put it all away in the bank. He always lives on the money from his second job. So he's now living on the money from Jay Leno's Garage. But his 150 yearly appearances, those gigs, which sometimes can net anywhere from $750,000 to $900,000 depending on the venue. So, you know, it's good. He's good. He deserves every bit of success he's got. All right, let's talk about other success. Last night, what did you ladies watch? Anything that was delayed? Jennifer, you usually get going when you get home.
I didn't watch one thing last night.
Didn't you?
No. My day has been completely now swallowed up by work.
Yeah, radio,
from start
radio.
To finish.
Right.
And
Victoria, did you watch anything good last night?
We've been wrapping up some of our binge watching. So we wrapped up Stranger Things, which is a great series on Netflix, and we also finished season 2 of Grace and Frankie, which is so funny.
What's Stranger Things
show.
About? What's that about?
Stranger Things, actually, Doug, you might like it. It's a sci-fi kind of alien type show about the government. It's a little bit like E.T. and sort of like what the government's hiding in terms of aliens. It's very cool. So season 2 is coming out soon. It's the new show with Winona Ryder. I don't know if you've maybe heard that she was
All right, Jen,
nominated.
What's on tonight?
All right, the big news tonight is the People's Choice Awards. That'll air at CBS at 9, hosted by Joel McHale. It'll feature performances by my friend Blake Shelton, Fifth Harmony's Ali Brooke Hernandez, Dinah Jane Hansen, Lauren Jackery, and Normani Cordai. Pardon me if I murdered all of your names, ladies. They'll be performing on TV as a quartet for the very first time since Camila Cabello left the group in December. They'll be Fourth Harmony, I guess, from now on. Also, if that's not your thing, Fresh Off the Boat is celebrating Chinese New Year on ABC at 8.
10 before the hour.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the long list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah.
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate,
Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975. To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who've suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
3 past the hour now. It's that time each week for our visit from Warren Eckstein, who's the host of the Pet Show, heard every weekend on hundreds and maybe I think 40 more stations this week than he had last week on his weekend radio program heard around the country. He also does one in Los Angeles. I'm tooling around L.A. last Saturday. Warren and I spent more time together last week than we spent together for quite a long time. And one of the benefits of...
And he came back to the show.
Yeah, I know, he came back. Yes, right. I was listening to your Carol A. program driving around and some of the calls and the problems that people have and what they expect you to know. And what you do know from 30-plus years of experience training dogs, understand the psychology of dogs, writing books about dogs, it's really pretty amazing how quickly, how facile you are when people ask you questions. And some of the questions are just like off-the-wall stuff. And you go right there, man, to the answers. So it's a good show to find if you can't find it any other way. You must have, if we go to TuneIn Radio and put your name in, we can find that show, whether it's live or not. Never mind the radio stations.
You can listen live on the website too. If you can't find it anywhere. You know, it's interesting about calls. Some of the calls I get are really amazing. Let me give you an example, okay? I get a call from a listener who has a cat. And whenever the man leaves the house, the cat pees on his pillow.
Yeah. I heard you talk about that.
And my job is to try to convince the guy that it's not a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I explained to him that when a cat pees on your pillow, the strongest scent of a human being is on their pillow. That's where they sleep at night, the smells of their head, whatever. So when the cat is peeing on the pillow, what's actually taking place here, remember Hansel and Gretel, where they left breadcrumbs to find their way home? Mm-hmm. Well, when your cat pees on your pillow, that's your strongest scent. He's doing it as leaving his mark. So in fact, when you're not there, you can find your way home. So we yell at them, we get angry at them, But in reality, what they're doing is doing something in their head or their way of thinking is really a positive thing. So sometimes that's where the confusion really comes into play. Got to look at it
in a moment. And that's a very interesting, yeah, that was a great call. So anyway, the Pet Show is on, find it on the web if you can't find any place else. There's a list of stations that are there as well. Lots of great information, tips on how to handle the needs, whether they're physical or psychological, of your cat, your pal, your dog. We'll have some myths about mixed breeds to discuss in a moment here as we continue.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy. I've resolved to save my office money in 2017.
During Staples' January printing event, you can get up to $80 off a lightning-fast HP OfficeJet Pro printer. It can save time and money.
Oh, that kind of savings will impress the boss. Maybe this year he'll stop calling me new guy Nick.
Well, there are worse nicknames.
I've worked there 6 years, and my name's Doug.
Resolve to save during Staples' January printing event with up to $80 off HP OfficeJet Pro printers. Staples. Make more happen.
Ends 1/21/17. See store staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
All right, 56 after the hour here. Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show. Check it out at petshow.com. Also check out Hugs and Kisses, which is Warren's brand of vitamins and minerals specifically for cats. And then there's another blend for dogs. And it is superb. Millie gets them every day. Good stuff for every dog, no matter where he or she is in the age bracket or where they live. All right, so we're going to assume our Mythbuster position here. A lot of people wonder about mixed breeds and whether they're healthier than the regular breeds and why there aren't dog shows for mixed breeds. What's the story?
Well, first of all, I tend to not call them mixed breeds or mutts anymore. I call them generic dogs. It's, 2016, 2017. So here's the biggest myth. Are mixed breed dogs in reality healthier than purebred dogs? We hear that all the time. And there is some truth to that. There's something called hybrid vigor. That's a term, hybrid vigor, which means when two dogs, let's say two mixed breed dogs breed together, very often what happens is the negative genes that cause problems with purebreds are kind of thrown out. So in reality, mixed breed dogs do get sick and do have problems, but generally they can be healthier than purebred dogs. And another thing that a lot of people think about, they'll call me up and say, Warren, you know what? I love mixed breed dogs, but I really want to know exactly what the dog's going to be, so I'm looking for a purebred dog. Can you find a purebred dog at a shelter? And I explain to people that even though the majority of dogs at shelters are generic or mixed breed dogs, 25% of every dog shelter in the country, 25% of dogs are in fact purebred dogs. So if you're looking for a shepherd, a schnauzer, a bulldog, you'll find them there. Also, and we were talking about this off the air, can mixed breed dogs compete in shows? Obviously, they can't compete in shows for looks because there's no specific look for a specific generic.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. Bookstoreontheseine.com.